Good evening, and welcome back to our next chelek of Kriya Shema, or is it one of the topics we're going to discuss tonight, the third parsha of Shema, or is it really a third parsha of Shema? You know, if I want to give myself a pat on the back, it's for the fact that somehow my wife and I must have done something really well at the last Seder for our kids, because they've been really excited about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim all year since. They've been asking to read parsha books from Shmos throughout the entire summer. And now that we're actually here and say for Shmos, they're really excited. The whole book of Bereishis, they kept saying, yeah, these stories are interesting, but when are we going to get to the parshios about the Makos, about Mitzrayim? And now we're actually here and they're so excited to be discussing these parshios. And it actually works out well that our topic tonight, which largely we'll talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim and its relation to Shema and its relation to Tefillah, is actually coming at a perfect time when the parshios are talking about these as well. So in addition to things to think about in terms of our daily davening, maybe it'll also give us things to think about in terms of the parshios that we're reading this week, next week, the week after, as we think about the core values of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We've been spending the last few weeks talking about Birchos Kriya Shema and Shema itself, and the themes we talked about after talking about the themes of the earlier sections of Tefillah. The earlier sections of this.
What's wrong with the video? With
the audio is not working. Anybody else having an issue?
Not perfectly.
It's fine for me.
Oh, so maybe it's on your end, Dr. Pollack. Maybe if you restart. But people in person can hear me. People in person can still hear me. Live is no glitches. I'm not glitching out.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, so it's working on Zoom. So whoever's having an issue, please restart the computer, and hopefully that'll work. So we've been talking about Birchos Kriya Shema and Shema, and big themes as we've been ramping up to Shmona Esrei, the Amidah. And we talked about the idea of having Yichud Hashem, which Shema is all about, Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Really, the biggest values that we have, the idea of Shema, committing ourselves to believing in Hashem, to observing mitzvos and Vahayam Shmoa. And we talked about these ideas about seeing Hashem in nature, seeing Hashem in the ups and downs in life, whatever's going on, the good angels, the bad angels, seeing Hashem in all aspects of life, Hashem Echad, the idea of seeing Hashem through Torah. Ahava Rabba, Berachas HaTorah, seeing Hashem in His mitzvahs, understanding what He wants from us, learning to understand and love Him. And the idea we talked last week about V'Hayam Shmoa, the idea that Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Yichud Hashem really requires this relationship with Hashem, that we have Schar V'Onesh, we have mitzvahs that really allow us to see Hashem, especially in Eretz Yisrael, especially in the Schar V'Onesh of rain that allows us to develop an ongoing relationship with Him. Those are the big ideas of Shema. And we get to the third parsha, and we have to ask, are any of those ideas found here? You look at this parsha, it's about tzitzis. What is this doing here? Why are we talking about tzitzis now? You would expect that just people sometimes recite the parshios of tefillin in the morning before or after putting on their tefillin. Wouldn't it make more sense to recite the parsha of tzitzis in the morning after putting on your talis, after putting on your talis katan, or putting on your talis gadol? Wouldn't that make more sense as a time for a person to be able to recite parsha of tzitzis? Let's look together in source number one. I gave you an excerpt from the Siddur, but obviously it's really from Parsha Shlach, the Parsha of Tzitzis. Hashem tells Moshe, Tal b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta lehem v'yasu lehem tzitzis on their clothing for generations. They should put tzitzis on the corners, also a blue string. V'yalachem letzitzis urisem oso uzchartem eskol metzos Hashem v'asisem osam. Okay, so now we're widening outside of just tzitzis. Tzitzis are somehow going to be a way of seeing Hashem, remembering His mitzvos, doing the mitzvos. V'lo sasurach levavchem v'acharei nechem, and allow a person not to stray after temptation. Asher tem zonim achareihem leman tizkeru v'asisem eskol mitzvos. Allowing a person to be encouraged to do the mitzvos, v'sem kedoshim lelokechem, allowing us to have kedusha and connection to Hashem. Ani Hashem lelokechem, asher otzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Suddenly Mitzrayim is coming in. What's the connection between Mitzrayim and tzitzis? Not so clear. I am Hashem who took you out of Egypt to be your God. I am Hashem lelokechem. And then MS goes into MS v'yatziv. Bracha that comes next, which we'll also talk about tonight. And I ask you, what does any of this have to do with Shema? We keep building up Berachos Kriya Shema, leading up to Shema. And then we talk about tzitzis. And at the end, the mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is this parsha really doing here? Is it really a third parsha of Shema? Or perhaps is it something else? Is it just a parsha of tzitzis? Maybe it has something to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if it does, why now? Why is it treated like this middle section of Shema? We have brachos before Shema. We have brachos after Shema, implying that this is part of the meat of the sandwich. This is part of Shema. But what exactly is the connection between tzitzis, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Shema? So it's clear from Chazal that this parsha is not really, or at least we'll say ostensibly, not really part of Shema. Shema, the Torah says to say Shema. V'dibar tabam, l'daber bam, in the second parsha, Torah says, say these words. Say these words, remind yourself of this theme, live by this theme. Torah never says, say these words in Vayomer. Torah never says, recite these psukim. The Torah has these psukim, but the Torah never says, say these psukim. So where, if there was a chiyuv to say Vayomer, where would the chiyuv come from? There's no chiyuv to say this psukim. Torah doesn't say these words. So in source number two, I gave you from the Gemara Brachos and Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara tells us this parsha really is serving as a way of really the main theme is Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have to wait till the very last pasuk in that parsha in source number one to get to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Gemara says that's really the main idea. And the Gemara points out it didn't have to be that way. You didn't have to have this parsha of Tzitzis, which happens, by the way, to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at the end. It didn't have to be the third parsha of Shema. The Gemara gives different options Chazal were considering. So first of all, Chazal considering sounds like it was a Chazal decision as opposed to being a mitzvah d'oraisa like Kriya Shema, as we pass in Kriya Shema's d'oraisa. So the Gemara says in source number two, Am Rabbi Avahum ben Zutrasi Am Rabbi Yehuda bar Zavida. Bikshu Likboa, the Chachamim, wanted to establish Parsha's Balak the Kriya Shema. Sections of Bilam's Nevuah, they wanted to use that as a third Parsha. Could you imagine? You go from Shema, Vahaya, to sections from Bilam's prophecy in Parsha's Balak. Why did Chazal not choose sections from Bilam's prophecies? The Gemara says, Mishum Torach Tzibor. The Gemara goes on to explain that you can't really splice up psukim. If Moshe Rabbeinu gave these psukim as a package, and Moshe gave psuchos and stumos, you have to really copy and paste Moshe's entire text, and Parshas Balak is too long. Whereas Parshas Tzitzis is a neat, condensed, Moshe-ordained Parsha, and therefore we can pick out Parshas Tzitzis. So Gemara says, why did they want to put Parshas Balak in Kriya Shema? My Taima, Yilema Mishem Dechsev Ba Keal Motzi Ami Mitzrayim. Because in passing, Bilam mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. So maybe we should put in Parshas Balak if it wasn't too long. We should put it in there because it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Gemara points out the obvious, and the Parshas Ribbis, Parshas Mishkalos, Dechsev Ba Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's many Parshas in the Torah. Hashem says, have honest weights. Because I took you out of Egypt. Hashem says, don't charge interest to each other. Because I took you out of Egypt. So if we're really going based on taking you out of Egypt, then you can really choose a lot of different things. So the Gemara ends up concluding, Parshas Tzitzis b'pnei ma kavua. Again, that word kavua sounds like the Chacham are the ones who placed it in our davening. Why did Chazal place it at the end of Kriya Shema, or in Kriya Shema? Why Tzitzis? Because it has Yetzias Mitzrayim and five more things. What are the five more things, the Gemara says? Tzitzis. Okay, we already have Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Yetzias Mitzrayim plus five mentions Tzitzis. Ol mitzvos, we mentioned the Lamantizkru, Vasisam Osam, doing mitzvos, Das Minim, person staying away from heresy, Hir Her Avera, staying away from lewd or inappropriate sexual taivos, Vahir Her Avodah Zarah, and straying after Avodah Zarah. How do we see all these things? And Mark goes on to explain how what Lamantizkru refers to, Ol mitzvos, and Lissasur Achar Levavchem, what does the heart desire? Acharei Nechem, what do the eyes desire? Asher Atem Zonim Acharehem, one is Avodah Zarah, one is lust, and one is minus, heresy, different ideas. The Gemara says Parshas Tzitzis actually has Yetzias Mitzrayim plus, right? The Gemara is basically saying the main idea here is Yetzias Mitzrayim. They wanted to find a way to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Shema as the third section of Shema, and they found a parsha that was self-contained, not too long, not too wily, but also had some other big themes mentioned also, so they put Shema in there. If you read this source alone, you get the impression that the third parsha of Shema isn't really a third parsha of Shema. It's not even maybe Minat Torah. If Shema is Daraisa, you don't really get the sense that this third parsha really is part of it. Chazal came along and they found a way to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim along the way, and they had many different options to choose from, and they happened to pick this parsha of Tzitzis Vayomer because mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim in the context of other good things to say also as well. In fact, the Gemara is very clear that the real purpose of saying Vayomer is not the same as saying Shema and Vahaya, which really Torah says say these things. Here, it's Chazal wanted to get the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mishnah is very clear. Later on the same page, in source number three, the Mishnah says, Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. There's an obligation to recite the third parsha of Shema, meaning Vayomer. Rashi explains Parshas Tzitzis B'Kriya Shema V'Afal Pi Shil Ein Lailas Man Tzitzis. You would think it's a terrible time to recite the third parsha. We're not supposed to put it on Tzitzis at nighttime, and yet we're saying this parsha. Why? Omer Mosab B'Laila M'Pen Yetzias Mitzrayim Shabbat. So the main thing is getting at the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema is so important. You have to say it by morning and you have to say it by night. How do you know? So now we're going to have the next part of the Mishnah, which should look familiar to us. Amar B'Laza ben Azariah, Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana, I'm like 70 years old. He was young, had a big beard, fine. V'lo Zechisi Sh'teyamer Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Lelos. I didn't realize that you're supposed to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim not only by day, but also at night. Ashadarsha ben Zoma Darshan de Pasuk, Shanamar Pasuk, and Sefer Devarim. Laman Tizkoris Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yomei Chayecha. Why does Pasuk say Kol Yomei Chayecha? So he darshans. Ben Zoma Darshan, Yomei Chayecha Hayamim. Kol Yomei Chayecha refers to the Leila. So there, Rosh Manazaria says, I finally learned from Ben Zoma, the halacha is you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim by day and also by night. So the Mishnah says you have to read Parshas Vayomer, even though the Tzitzis, which is the main topic of that Parsha, isn't a nighttime topic, but because the main goal of Vayomer is the Yetzias Mitzrayim in the last Pasuk, and that obligation is by day and by night, we have to recite that by day and by night. Why does this look familiar? Where do we have this Mishnah? It's quoted in the Haggadah, which, not for now, but a good Haggadah question to think about. This Mishnah really does not belong in the Haggadah. This Mishnah is not discussed in the same mitzvah that we are doing on Pesach night. On Pesach night, we are doing a mitzvah called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a specific mitzvah that applies once a year on Pesach night to tell over the story. There's a big discussion. How do you differentiate Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a daily mitzvah every morning and every evening, from the once-a-year mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So they explain. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be a question-and-answer format, whereas Zechira could just be done by telling over the facts. Not a question-and-answer format. Sipur has to be saying it out loud.
But Rabbi Elazar ben Zariah uses the Lashon that we want.
Right. For our purposes. But we're recording this passage in the Haggadah about saying Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by day and by night, when the Haggadah's mitzvah is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
But the first line says, below Zechisi Sheteomer.
But Teomer Yetzias Mitzrayim may not be the same thing as Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's darshaning a pasuk. He's definitely not saying this mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day of the year. He's definitely not saying that. But you're right, meaning Zechira could be in the mind. Why is he saying Teomer? Good point. But we who do Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day, we do it by speaking. But in the Chanami, maybe we could do it just by thinking about it. So maybe Sipur requires question-answer format, where Zechira doesn't. Sipur requires Maskel B'Gnosu Messiah B'Shevach. You have to tell the whole story from the beginning and go through all the way to the end. We just mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the mitzvah of Zechira is not the same as the mitzvah of Sipur. So it's a good question for Pesach time, which is the holiday of questions, to ask why was this included in the Haggadah? What's the emphasis from there? Not for now, but what is important is that the Rambam, when he counts the Taryag mitzvos, he counts the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know what he doesn't count? He doesn't count in his list of mitzvos the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a shocking omission. The Rambam doesn't count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and lots written about that. And the Bahag doesn't count believing in Hashem, lots written about that. Okay, so a lot of people discuss why things are left off people's lists. The Rambam, famously, I would argue, leaves out the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim from his list. But that being said, the Gemara is telling us that this is a mitzvah to have Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the goal of this third parsha. As Rashi filled in what the Mishnah was saying, we have to mention the third parsha of Shema, even though the Tzitzis section is not so relevant, because the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim section Shabbo applies by day and by night, as Ben Zoma Darshan, Yemei Chayecha, Kol Yemei Chayecha, even for the night times as well. So we have to do this. Now, this sounds like a mitzvah daraisa, because we're darshaning a pasuk, and chumash. I would argue it's mitzvah daraisa, and in fact, the Gemara says so in source number 4. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was fulfilled by saying Vayomer, or by saying Emes V'yatziv, is a mitzvah daraisa. Where does this come up? In source number 4, we recorded this a couple weeks ago. The Gemara has machokas whether Kriyashma is daraisa or darabanan, which we're not going to get into right now. We pass in Kriyashma, at least part of Kriyashma, is daraisa. But the Gemara entertained the possibility, if Kriyashma was darabanan, the Gemara says, but Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is definitely daraisa. So therefore, the Gemara says, in source number 4, Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Safek Kara Kriyashma, Safek Lo Kara, if you're not sure, if you said Kriyashma, Eino Chozer V'Korei, Safek Darabanan L'Kula. When you're not sure, by rabbinic mitzvah, you leave it out. You don't go back and say Shema again. Safek Amar Emes V'Yatziv, Safek Lo Amar, if you're not sure if you recited the bracha after Shema, Chozer V'Omer, Emes V'Yatziv, you have to repeat Emes V'Yatziv Yisafik. My Taima, Kriyashma is Darabanan, so you don't go back. Emes V'Yatziv is daraisa. Wow, Emes V'Yatziv might be a greater chiyuv than Shema if you hold Shema as the Rabbanan, which we don't hold, but if you do, Emes V'Yatziv is greater. Then the Gemara points out, even though, according to this opinion of Shmuel, that Emes V'Yatziv is a greater chiyuv of Shema, we might still sometimes prefer Shema, and if you only could say one, we might say to say Shema. Why would that be? If Shema is the Rabbanan, according to you, and Emes V'Yatziv is Daraisa, why would you prefer saying Shema over Emes V'Yatziv? On the last line, the Gemara says, Kriyashma Adifa to Isba Tarti. Kriyashma actually has two mitzvahs in there. The mitzvah Darabanan of Kriyashma, what's the second thing? Both into Kriyashma? The mitzvah Daraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in Vayomer. So if you have a choice, even though by itself, just Shema, just the first parasha of Shema is Darabanan, maybe, and the Emes V'Yatziv is Daraisa, but saying all of Shema fulfills two things. All of Shema fulfills the Darabanan of Kriyashma and the Daraisa of Zechiras Yetias Mitzrayim with Vayomer. So tell us what's there.
What's the Daraisa of Emes V'Yatzeh?
Zechiras Yetias Mitzrayim.
Because it's mentioned in that bracha.
Because that bracha of Emes V'Yatzeh, we're going to talk about in a few minutes, talks about Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So it mentions Mitzrayim, it fulfills.
But we will Yosei with that and
Shema. That's Tosos' question, right? Very good. Tosos in source number 5 asked that question. The question is, what does the Gemara mean that Emes V'Yatzeh is Daraisa because it mentions Mitzrayim, but Shema is Rabbanan in of itself? But the Gemara pointed out at the end, if you only have time to say one, you should say Shema because Shema contains Vayomer, which is Daraisa. So then, what are you talking? What's the case where the Gemara said, if you're not sure, if you said or didn't say Emes V'Yatzeh, you should go back and say it again. If you already recited Shema, then you definitely fulfilled the Mitzrayim, and then your suffix isn't a suffix on a Daraisa level anymore. And if you definitely did not say Shema, so then the Gemara just told us, pick Shema! Even Shema Zer Abanan, if you didn't say Shema yet, pick Shema because it has both. So Tosfos explain, in the second paragraph of source number 5, when the Gemara said it, you're Mesupak, you're not sure if you recited Emes V'Yatzeh, it has to mean you're not sure if you recited Vayomer and Emes V'Yatzeh. Why? Tosfos right. Ritzon Lomar, Safik lo Amar Emes V'Yatzeh im Parshas Tzitzis. Shemesupak I lo Amar lo Parshas Tzitzis, but lo Emes V'Yatzeh. V'im Kein lo Hizkir klal Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is such an important line over here. The Kula Milsa di Yetzias Mitzrayim, Karele Emes V'Yatzeh. When the Gemara said Emes V'Yatzeh, it was referring to the third Parsha of Shema and the Bracha afterward. Those are called Emes V'Yatzeh. The Lefi Tam Emes V'Yatzeh having Mishum Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the whole thrust, the whole chiyuv that can come or be fulfilled with Emes V'Yatzeh is Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'hilchach havi parshas tzitzis b'chlal Emes V'Yatzeh. So the way that Tosos categorizes this, again, it's taking it very much out of the parsha of Shema. According to this opinion, Shema is Rabbanan, but Emes V'Yatzeh is Daraisa. Tosos point out, meaning the third parsha of Shema is Daraisa. We're talking about the real parshios are Shema and V'Haya. Those are definitely Daraisa we hold. Vayomer has kind of snuck its way in, but really, now we're saying the opposite. For those who hold that Shema is the Rabbanan, Emes V'Yatzeh, and really that means, according to Tosfos, Vayomer as well, that's the big dog. That's the Daraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the questions we have to address right now are the following questions. One, why doesn't the Rambam count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's very clear from this Gemara, Emes V'Yatzeh is the Daraisa because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Clearly, it's a Daraisa. Why doesn't the Rambam count it? Number two, why did the Gemara say earlier that Chazal were Koveya this Parsha? Chazal were Koveya. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is Daraisa. Chazal made it up. And third is, look how the Rambam actually refers to the third Parsha. I've been tantalizingly teasing this back and forth. Is the third Parsha as a part of Shema? Is it really just a separate chiv of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which snuck its way into the Siddur by Shema? The Rambam in source number 6, when he explains to you the different sections of Shema, in Halacha Aleph and Beis, he tells you about the first and second parshios of Shema. And then he says, he quotes from our Mishnah, we read the third parsha of Shema, we read the section of Vayomer even at nighttime. So even against himself, he doesn't count that as a mitzvah in his list of Tariag mitzvahs, but he quotes the Gemara that it's a mitzvah daraisa, and even more confusing, the Achronim pick up on this line, the Kriyas Shalosh Parshios Elu Al Seder, reading these three Parshios. Which three Parshios? Shema, Vahaya, Vayomer, Zehi Hanikres Kriyashma. What do you see from that? The Rambam counts the third Parsha of Shema as the third Parsha of Shema. After just telling us what it really is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And by the way, not counting that on his list of Tariag mitzvahs, he then tells us, really, this is the third parsha of Shema. He's really undermining himself. What he really means to say is, no, there are two parshios of Shema, which we happen to hold our Daraisa, first pasuk, first parsha, second parsha, whatever. But the third parsha is definitely not part of Shema. It's the chiyuv of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which he doesn't count, but mentions over here, but calls it part of Shema. I don't know about you, but I'm very confused right now. On source number 7, on page number 2, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, as quoted by his grandson, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, explains this Rambam in a very beautiful way. Again, asking our questions. The Rambam seems to imply all three parshios are Shema, and they're all Shema Daraisa, but then he also mentions Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but he doesn't count that mitzvah of Zechira by itself on the Tariag mitzvahs. What's going on over here? So what Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explained in paragraph number 2, that the Rambam holds that all three are Daraisa, for different reasons. The first two are Daraisa because of Shema. The third parsha is Daraisa, but because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ah. So look at the third paragraph. V'hinei HaRambam mona b'mitzvas asei kufnen zayin es mitzvah sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach, avo mitzvah lahazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim, he doesn't mention. V'tzarachin, madua hishmet mitzvah zo m'minyan ha-mitzvah. Why does the Rambam leave out Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Many answers to that question. Reb Chaim's answer is so sharp and it ties it all together. Look at the last paragraph. V'tirat Reb Chaim zel, lefi HaRambam mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom v'chol layla, eina mitzvah mitzaratzma. There is no separate mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. He doesn't count it on his list. Ela shehi chelek mi mitzvahs kriyashma. Part and parcel of Shema is to recite the first parsha of Shema and the second parsha of Shema and to do Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam does believe there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the third part of the mitzvah of saying Shema. That explains the Rambam doesn't count it separately. He counts Shema, and counted in Shema is also Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It explains why the Rambam refers to these three parshios make up Shema, because even the third parsha is part of Shema. It's the Yetzias Mitzrayim part of Shema. And it also explains why the Gemara was talking about Chazal ben Koveya something. The idea of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim is the third aspect of Shema. Which parsha to choose? Parshas Balak, Parshas Mishkalos, Parshas Ribbis, Parshas Tzitzis. And Chazal said, we picked Tzitzis because it's short, it's compact, it's an entire parsha by itself, and it also mentions Tzitzis, and Ol Mitzvos, and Das Binim, and Hera Ravera, Hera Avodah Zarah, has other important values too. So Chazal chose this parsha to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which the Rambam thinks is the third part of one mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Rambam counts Kriya Shema as Mitzvah D'Oraisa. Learned out from V'dibar T'bam. Shtatim Levanach, I was talking about Talmud Torah, he said, V'dibar T'bam is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Okay. So now we have the what. Now we just need the why. The Rambam is telling us that Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just, hey, another mitzvah. Hey, it happened to find its way into the Siddur at this part of davening. Hey, we're fulfilling Mitzvah of Shema, Mitzvah number 11, and also Zechira of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mitzvah number 200. Nope, there's one mitzvah called Shema, and the elements of Shema are Ahavas Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos, that was last week's topic in the second parsha, and the third element of Shema is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. What in the world does Yetzias Mitzrayim have to do with the earlier themes of Shema? The Rambam counts it in a halachic term. The Rambam counts it as part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's why it's exactly here in the Siddur. And the main thing wasn't the tzitzis. Chazal chose tzitzis, long, short, this value, that value. The main thing is the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And even at night, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the other element of Shema, not just the other element of a separate mitzvah. So what is the connection between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shema? So I gave you here the Ramban and Parsha's bow, next week's Parsha. This Ramban, I've said this before, this Ramban is a top one Ramban. If you were going to learn any Ramban al Torah, this is it. If you're making a list of all the top one Rambans, this would be number one. On the list of one, on the very short list. I probably used that line before, about the same Ramban. I'm not talking about different Rambans and giving them all different attention. This is the Ramban. Rav Rimon in his Agada says that there's almost an obligation on each person to review this Ramban twice a year. Every year, Parshas Bo, or around Parshas Bo, which we're doing right now, and every year at the Seder. This Ramban is everything. This Ramban explains the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which again is going to be explaining to us why it's so important to be as part of Shema and why it's important to be part of our daily davening as well, which is Vayomer and V'yatziv, the bracha afterward as well. When you're a little kid, as my kids are so excited about these parshios, what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about for them is about 10 makos, makos, 10, the Mitzrayim were punished again and again, or it's about getting us out of slavery. Those are probably the two most simple ways of understanding the goals of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Punish them for their enslavement of us, and their oppression, and their torture of us, and to get us free. What's lacking about that understanding is that there's a simple way to do that. Let's say it was about punishing them. First plague, death, the end. Ta-da. Or about getting us out. First plague, darkness, everybody out. The goal can't only be, obviously there was an element of punishment, absolutely. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, V'achar kein dan anochi, I'm going to judge them. No doubt punishment is mita keneged mita. No question, punishment was an element of the makos. Getting us out of Mitzrayim, Moshe keeps telling Paro, don't let people go. Obviously that was an element as well. Chance for tshuva, that's all there. But the Mefarshim, no, the Sforno points this out, and others point this out. The Torah doesn't call them makos, except for makos before us. What does the Torah call them? These are not... Why does the Torah call these miracles in Mitzrayim, with the blood and the frogs and the lice and the wild beasts?
Among other
things. Okay, that's as well. That would be the punishment aspect. The Torah often uses the phrase, Oso sumofsim. These are signs, these are wonders, these are miracles. What it turns out, the Ramban's going to say, and this is, again, worth reviewing 100 times, is that the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not only about punishing them for their wicked acts, which it was, and not only about getting us out to freedom, which it was. It was mainly about a lesson in Amunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power over the different forces in the world, in terms of his power over nature, in terms of his existence and his involvement for the oppressed and rescuing them. And every time the Torah mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's hinting to these themes about Amunah. Treat Ramban together again. This is a top one Ramban. Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Bo, Hinei me'ez hayos avodazar ba'olam mimei enosh. Since the days that we had idolatry in the world, hechelu hadeos l'shtabesh be'amunah, people started to question and have faulty ideologies. Mehem kofrim be'ikar ve'omrim kia olam kadmo. Some denied the existence of any creator, the world always existed. Kach hashu ba'Hashem v'yomer lohu. Or they said, there is a creator, but it's not Hashem. As Paro says, I don't know who Hashem is. There's some power, there's some force, maybe many forces, but it's not Hashem. So no creator, a different creator, or many creators. Umehem b'achishim b'yediyaso ha'pratas v'yamru echayada keil v'yesh deya be'elyon. Maybe there is a God. Maybe there's one God who created the world, but he's not involved in the world. He creates the world, and then he disappeared. He cares about what we're doing down here. He cares who stubs their toe and who's being mistreated, who hasn't been paid for their work today. Does God care about us little ants down here? Maybe he doesn't care what we're doing. There's no shachar pratas. There's no yediyas pratas. Umehem sheyodu b'yediya umachishim b'hashkacha. Maybe there is Hashem. Maybe he is the one who created the world. Maybe he is still aware and still involved with the world, but he's not actively intervening in the world. There's no reward, there's no punishment. Maybe Hashem existed and he created the world, but then he went on vacation. When Hashem intervened in Mitzrayim, or any time in history, when there's a miracle that happened for an individual or for the Klal Yisrael, and the Mofes happened to change nature, Yisparla called Bitul Hadeo Se'ela Kulam. All the previous faulty ideologies melt away. There clearly is a Hashem, someone who was involved in creating the world. He can defy nature because he created nature. Clearly it's one source who has the power over multiple sources and putting them together. How do fire and water mix in the ice and hail? How does the sun and the moon, how are these different aspects working together? How can he beat the Nile God? How can he have frogs jumping into the ovens? Right? Each of the Makos, if you look at the Mevarshim, they explain to you not only how it punished the Egyptians, or how it brought us closer to freedom, but it was about a lesson in Hashem's command over the Nile, over the land, over the airspace, over nature itself. And that shows Hashem is not only capable or created the world, but he's involved in the world. He knows what's happening, and he's involved to save us. Says the Ramban, you look throughout these parshas and pay attention to these psukim in this week's parsha. V'lachein yomer hakasav b'mofsim l'man teida ki ani Hashem mekerav haaretz. I am Hashem in the midst of the world. You should know that, and you will know that with these mofsim. L'horos al hashkacha, to show that Hashem is involved actively. Ki lo azav osa lo mikrim kikidatam. And he's not just leaving the world to happenstance like they faultily believed. V'yamar l'man teida ki l'Hashem haaretz. Hashem runs the world. L'horos al hachidosh, that he created the world, as opposed to those who said it wasn't Yesh Me'ayin. And so on and so forth. Each time Moshe tells Paro, so you shall know that, it wasn't only for Paro, it was for the Jews to know also. We have to review this, because we have to know this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is L'horos al yecholas, for his capability. Shu shalat b'chol, that he has all the power. Eim ma'akebiyar, no one can stand in his way. When Paro, in last week's parasha, said, who is this Hashem? I don't know who he is. That necessitated the need, not only for punishments, and not only for freedom, but for oso sumofsim. When the world's superpower, when the leader of that world's superpower says, I don't know of this Hashem, then the message for the world is, then let me show you. Let me show you. But, says the Ramban in the next paragraph, Bavur ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yasa osu mofes b'chol dor le'enei kol rasha o kofer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to come along every 5, 10, 20, or 50 years and say, oh, you don't believe in me? So let me shift Shemayim v'aretz free. Let me split the waters in your bathtub. Let me show you that I'm Hashem in charge of the world. So how are we supposed to maintain these ideologies and this proof of Hashem in his existence, in his power, in his omnipotence, in his omniscience, in his involvement, in his involvement with us in a reward and punishment system. How are we supposed to maintain that when he's not performing the same miracles every single generation? Yitzava osanu shenasa tamid zikaron ve'os l'asher ra'u'einenu. We have to concretize these lessons in action and symbols to remember Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, not only as itself, as a thought experiment, but as actions that we do. Benatik hadavar al baneinu, ubeneihem lebeneihem, ubeneihem ledor ha'acharon, to pass on for many generations. Hence the Ramban says, well, there's very strict punishments. There's kares for eating chametz or for not doing Karban Pesach. You're out of the religion if you don't do Karban Pesach. Why? You're cut off. You're cut off from this world if you don't eat chametz on Pesach. Why? Because it's fundamental. A lot of things are fundamental, but this is most fundamental, the Ramban says. V'hitzrich shenichtov kol ma shenira eleinu ba'oso sumofsim al yadeinu v'al beineinu. Two of the parashiyos in our tefillin are about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have to bring them with us on our arms and our heads. The lichtov oso od al pischei habatim v'mezuzos, and put it on our walls. The two of the parashiyos, v'haya, and what's the other one? Kaddishli Kol Bechor V'haya Ki Yaviyacha, at the end of Parshas Bo, two of those parshios are included in our tefillin. That's what Ramban is commenting on. These parshios in our tefillin, these parshios in our mezuzos. V'shenizkar ba befinu babokar ba'erev, and to talk about it every single day. That's the chiyuv of Emes V'yatzav Daraisa from our Gemara and Brachos. L'man tizkor es yom tzeis chamer tzvayim kol yom echayacha l'rabos halelos. On the next page now, v'chei mitzvos rabos zechal yitzias mitzrayim. We have so many mitzvahs about Bechor and about Sukkah, and there's a dozen and two dozen and five dozen mitzvahs all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then the Ramban says, "Bekavanas kol hamitzvos shenamim belokenu v'noda elav shehu barinu." The whole purpose of mitzvahs is for us to believe in Hashem. He created the world. He's involved in the world. That He cares about us. That He rewards and punishes. V'hi kavanas hayetzira. That's why He created us. She'ein lanu tam acher biyetzira harishona. There was no other purpose for creating the world except to have us, human beings, and eventually Klal Yisrael when the rest of the world fell off, to be able to have a relationship with Him. What Hashem wants is awareness from His creations that He created them. Surprise, surprise. What does He ask of you? He asks you to acknowledge He exists. And Paro says, I don't know Hashem. Hashem says, I'll show you who I am. Punish you, that's important. Get you out of slavery, that's important. But the main goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the Osos and the Mofsim, was a class in Emuna, was a class in Hashkachas Hashem. The Kavanas Ramamos HaKol B'Tfilos when we daven, that's our way of saying to Hashem, we acknowledge you, we are your creations, and therefore we serve you. In the last paragraph, the Ramban says, and that's the importance of Hashem's role in nature. This Ramban, again, has so many fundamental themes. You can learn this Ramban 100 times and still find new things and more things to remind ourselves. Ramban says, yes, that the purpose of big miracles are just for the purpose of uncovering Hashem in everyday life. We give the analogy of the horse in Pashurim. We talked about Pesukei Dezimra and Kriyas Yamsuf, not for now. But again, the involvement of Hashem in nature, to see Hashem in everyday life. When people forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in nature and running the world, we have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So now, put it like this. I'll take questions at the end, just to make sure those who want to leave on time or leaving on time, I'm happy to take questions at the end, if you don't mind. So, if you think about it this way, Yetzias Mitzrayim is about the following ideas. Believing in Hashem, attributing everything to Him, having an ongoing relationship with Him, performing mitzvos in a way that allows us to see His hand, not only in our everyday lives, but also in nature and all the actions that are going on in the world, and being able to learn His Torah and mitzvos in a way that we get to see Him and know Him. What does that sound like? That's Kriya Shema, is it not? That's what we've been talking about. Seeing Hashem in nature and His involvement in the world, knowing He exists, Yichud Hashem attributing everything that happens to Him, the study of Torah mitzvos as a way of life to be able to actualize them is what V'haya was all about, this idea of having Schar V'onesh as a way of this regulatory system, that's what Shema was all about. And clearly that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. And the Ramban said, that's why two of the parshios in Tefillin are by Yetzias Mitzrayim. What are the other two parshios in our Tefillin? The other two parshios in our Tefillin are Shema and V'haya. It's the same thing. Yetzias Mitzrayim is half the parshios in our Tefillin and Mezuzos. The other half is Shema. What a coincidence. What a coincidence. Not a coincidence? Or it's the perfect way to actualize the ideas of Shema and V'haya. Reb Chaim said that the Rambam counts them all together. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is the third parsha of Shema. It is the way in which we actualize the themes of Shema V'haya. Belief in Hashem, attributing all to Hashem, seeing Him in nature, studying His mitzvahs and Torah as a way to get to know Him and have an ongoing schar v'onesh relationship, and writing it in your arms and writing it on your head and writing it on your walls. What am I describing? Either Yetzias Mitzrayim or I'm describing Shema. That's exactly the same thing. Of course they go together. Of course the Rambam counts them together. The whole point of Shema is to, in a lofty way, in a conceptual way, recognize Hashem's existence and His Hashkacha. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the proof that that happened to us. By passing it on with Sipur and with Zechira, we actually remind ourselves, oh, it's not just a philosophical experiment. That really happened. Bavorza, Asa Hashem Li, B'tzeifi Mitzrayim. Not only to our ancestors, it happened to us. There's a mitzvah to see like it happened to you, because it did happen to us. It happened to our ancestors. The third parsha of Shema really is the third parsha of Shema. It is, we asked before, in the first title on the page, is the third parsha of Shema or a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? The answer is yes. Yes, it's the third parsha of Shema, and yes, it's a chiyuv to remember, it's the fulfillment. Chazal picked this parsha. And perhaps what Chazal were getting at with this parsha specifically, because tzitzis, more than ribbis and mishkalos and parshas balak, tzitzis really takes this idea and drains it home. But having a physical reminder of Hashem wherever we go and having strings, remember all the mitzvos, and to find a way to cling to Hashem and not to have our eyes and our hearts and our temptations take us away from Hashem. It's not the ikar why we're saying it, but the main thing is Yetzias Mitzrayim. How perfect, how beautiful that this parsha also mentions the ways in which to accomplish those goals of remembering Hashem, seeing Hashem. The same goals of V'haya and the same goals of Shema. Not doing Avodah Zarah, that sounds like Shema. Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, that sounds like V'hayam Shemawa. So the Parsha of Tzitzis is the perfect Parsha to fulfill that goal because it taps on the same themes as Shema and V'haya also. But that wasn't even the main point. It's a beautiful addition, the Parsha of Tzitzis taps in so beautifully. But the main point was, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Chiyav, and according to the Rambam, it's the same Chiyav as Shema. And it's the perfect third wheel. Well, usually third wheel is a bad thing. It's the third leg of the step stool. It's the third foundational piece. It's Vayomer. It's Parshas Tzitzis. It's Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. As Ramban said, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to change nature every generation. But this is our reminder of what we just talked about in Shema and V'hayim Shema. And now we're making it real. And now we're making it real. And this perfectly ties into this last section before we actually get into Shmona Esrei. This is what Chazal called Smichas Geula L'Tfila. We go right from this idea. Tosos told us, Vayomer and Emes V'yatzev are both called Emes V'yatzev. They're both really about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the last thing before we dive into Shmona Esrei. Chazal speak very, very highly about the value of Smichas Geula Tefillah, going right from the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael. In Maariv, it's a little more complicated. Chazal discussed that. We'll discuss it when we talk about Maariv. But let's focus on Shacharis for now. On Shacharis, Chazal were very strict, but you go right from Shema to the bracha of Emes V'yatziv, which ends in Ga'al Yisrael, and go right from Ga'al Yisrael to Tefillah, and have no separation. Maybe don't even say Amen during Shacharis, not to announce Yalav Yavo after Ga'al Yisrael. By Maariv we can, but not by Shacharis. Why? Because you have to have Smichas Geula Tefillah. You have to go right from that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim right into Tefillah. Why? Why is that so important? So I gave you some sources about the great value Chazal gave to Smichas Geula Tefillah. But in terms of why is it so important? So Rashi, in source number 11, Rashi in his commentary to the Gemara in Brachos Daf Dalet, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Dalet referred to Smichas Geula Tefillah as making a person worthy to be a Ben Olam Haba. And Rashi quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi in source number 11, where it's underlined, V'amrinam b'brachos b'Yerushalmi, Misha eino somech Geula Tefillah l'mahu dome. When a person says Geula, mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim, mentions Emes V'yatzev, mentions Ga'al Yisrael, and then doesn't daven Shmona Esrei, you know what that's like? Says Rashi, La'oavo shomelech shabav edafak al pischo shomelech. Person who comes, a beloved friend of the king, who comes knocking on the king's door. Yatzah ha-melech ha-matzah shehiflet. The king comes out. Yes. Person ran away. So the king says, Afu hiflet. So I'm also going to run away. Makes no sense. You knock on my door. You have my attention. I'm right there with you. And then you run away. It's like a prank. Like a ding-dong, run away. Don't do that. It's mean. But that's what it's like. You come to Hashem, and you pull out His heartstrings. You mentioned Shema, you mentioned V'haya, you mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem's like, yes, I'm there. I'm still there. We're so close. And then you say, I'm done. Nothing to say to you. No! Elayiyah Adam Mekarev LaKadosh Baruch Hu Elav. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close, and you've praised Him, and He's right there with Yetzias Mitzrayim, now is the time to ask Him for something. Rabbeinu Yonah, One of the Rishonim, the cousin of the Ramban, puts it beautifully in source number 12. And we quoted this way back in the very, very first shir in this entire series. This is what tefillah is all about. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, when a person is masmich, puts together Ga'al Yisrael, Vayomer, Emes V'yatzev, Ga'al Yisrael, right into Shmona Esrei, why is it so worthy? Why is it so special? Says Rabbeinu Yonah 800 years ago, Mipnei Kishamazker Ge'ulas Mitzrayim, U'mispalel Miyad, Humara Shaboteach Ba'Hashem B'tefillah. A person is showing their full faith in Hashem. They're not just davening by habit, they're not davening by rote. The introduction of Geulas Mitzrayim is our way of showing our faith in Hashem today. Kevin Shemavakesh Mimeno Tzrachav, I am asking you for my needs, for health, for wealth, for Shaduchim, for whatever I need. Shemisha Einabo Teachbo, Loyavakesh Mimeno Klum. If I ask you for $1 million, I'm obviously implying I think you're the kind of person who can give me $1 million. By turning to Hashem and saying, by the way, you took us out of Mitzrayim. You saved the world. You showed your Ashkacha. You showed with those osos umosim, your power over nature. You're not just that you created the world, but that you know what's happening and you're involved and you're actively saving us. Skip down. The Kevan Shemazkir Achshav Osaha Geula. Shabbatchu Avoseinu BaHashem. The Jewish people believed in Hashem. Whatever tumah level they were on, they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway. V'hitzilam, and he saved them. U'mispalo miyad, and you go from mentioning that in Vayomer, in Emes V'yatzev, in Ga'al Yisrael, u'mispalo miyad, and you go right from there into your own Shmona Esrei. Nimtza shegamhu boteach bo, shiyana oso, kimo she'ana liYisrael. On the same way, that I say, just like my ancestors believed in Hashem, and you made yourself clear to them, and open to them, I believe with the same faith that you're real, you exist, you know, you're involved, you care, and I turn to you with that in tefillah. When the Gemara says, you earn Olam Haba, it's not like you happen to say this, you get Olam Haba, it's the person who lives with the experience of actually connecting Yetzias Mitzrayim to tefillah, lives with the realness of Hashem, where they see Hashem, where they actually believe in Hashem, and they dialogue in a meaningful way in tefillah, that's the kind of person living a life where there's zocha to chaya olam haba. The greatest connection actively made between the Yetzias Mitzrayim of old and applying it to the things I need today is the bracha of Emes V'yatzev. The last source for tonight is the bracha of Emes V'yatzev. Emes V'yatzev, if you read it carefully, and I only highlighted a couple of sections over here, but if you look at it carefully tomorrow morning, there's so much in Emes V'yatzev about this exact point of connecting Avoseinu and Hashem's saving of them to our needs today. Vayomer is only about what happened a long time ago. Parshas Shmos, Va'era, Bo, B'Shalach, that what happened a long time ago. This bracha, more than any other bracha in the universe, maybe except on Pesach night, but this bracha that we say every day, and maybe we take for granted every single day, this bracha does an amazing job connecting the miracles of old and the geula of old to our needs. It starts out, Emes, V'yatziv, V'nachom, V'kayam, V'yashar, we have faith in Hashem and all that He does. He is Lador Vador, He lasts forever. Tvarav Kayamim, Alavoseinu, V'aleinu, Albaneinu, V'aldor Oseinu, for all generations. Al Rishonim, V'alachronim, always there. Malkeinu, Melech Avoseinu, Goaleinu, Goalavoseinu. He is our King, King of our forefathers. He is our Redeemer, the Redeemer of our forefathers. And again, it goes on and on and on. Ezras Avoseinu, Tahume Olam, you've been always saving our forefathers back in the day. But also, Maginu Moshiach Livnehem, for their children, for every generation. It goes on and on. Emes Atahu Risham Atahu Acharon, you've always been there. Mibaladecha Ein Lanu Melech Goel Moshiach. You're the only one we've always had to save us. Mimitzrayim Gel Tanu Hashem Elokeinu. You saved us. And then, where do we go with that? We go on to praising His name. V'onel Yamo Be'es Shavami Lav. And you reach out, and you're available to us, and you respond to us every time we cry out to you. Direct connection between the times that were and the times that are now. Then we recap Kriyas Yamsuf, the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Moshe ben Israel said, Michamocha, Shem Yimloch. What do we do with that? What do we do with that? Sur Yisrael, Kuma Be'ezras Yisrael, now, save us now. Stand up now and defend us. Uftechenu Mecha Yudav Yisrael, and save us now as you promised. Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. This bracha does a beautiful job. Again, I highlighted just a few sections, but to take a look, the bracha is all about Hashem's timelessness. Rishon, Acharon, from beginning to end, from door to door, Avaseinu, V'aleinu, Baneinu, V'zareinu, the bracha is all about this theme. The Rabbeinu Yonah's theme. The Smichas Gula Tefillah is all about this idea of taking the Gula that was and applying it to the needs of now. Yes, now for national redemption, now for Mashiach, and for peace in Eretz Yisrael, and end of war, of course for the big things, but also for the personal things. For the personal redemption, For the times we feel stuck, and the times we feel lost, and the times we feel broken, and the times we feel in need, whether it's financial need or physical need or family need, whatever we're going through, Rachmana Litzlan, for us to turn to Hashem and ask Him for help in tefillah takes on so much more meaning if it's first preceded by a reminder to us. This is the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. This is the one who, as Ramban said, showed He exists, showed He is involved, shows that He knows, shows that He cares, shows that He's responsive, and we've been living a life of mitzvos ever since that is supposed to constantly remind us of this. So yeah, it's in our tefillin, and it's our mezuzahs, and it's with our tzitzis, and with our pejana ben, and with our bechor, and with all of our thousands of sukkah, and thousands of Pesach mitzvos. Yeah, it's all there. But in tefillah, we have the chance to concretize this, and specifically take the ideas of Shema. It's the third parasha of Shema, as the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim, understands it. It's the third chiluk of Shema. It's the belief in Hashem, and we're breaking it down to a practical level. We've historically experienced this. We continually see ourselves as experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we take that, and we immediately flip around, and we say, and that's going to be my mindset as I dive into Hashem right now. Think about that. Think about what we talked about, starting from the very beginning of the Siddur. Now we get to Shmona Esrei. In Chazal's terminology, Shmona Esrei is tefillah. Did you daven today? According to Chazal means, did you recite Shmona Esrei? So what's all this other stuff that we're doing before Shmona Esrei? It's like hundreds of pages in the Siddur before Shmona Esrei. So it's pre-tefillah, tefillah? What is all this stuff? Now let's put it all together. Wake up in the morning and you say Moda Ani, and we talked about Berachos Kriya, Berachos HaShachar, all about this idea about the fresh new day. I have faith in myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has faith in me. I can do it. We go to the Karbonos section and talk about the daily sacrifices we're going to make for Hashem. Going into Pesukei Zimra, we start to see Hashem in nature and be aware of all His great involvement in our lives, leading into Berachos Kriya Shema, which is going to teach us how to be able to accomplish the goals of Shema, of Avas Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Yiras Hashem, by looking at Hashem in nature and all the events of life, good and bad, seeing it as all coming from Hashem. And the idea of Torah, the idea of Torah mitzvahs as a way to see and understand what Hashem wants from us, leading to Shema where we proclaim that faith in Hashem, that He is one, that He's involved, that He loves us and we love Him. Going into Vahaya, about actualizing that in a life of mitzvahs, where there's Schar V'Onesh, there's rain, there's Eretz Yisrael, we have an active relationship. The third part of Shema, as the Rambam called it, is Vayomer, which is enhanced in the context of tzitzis, about constant reminders and coming close to Hashem and staying away from foreign temptations, but it's coming close to Hashem and remembering, as the Ramban said, that He was involved with us and that He saved us. As Rabbeinu Yonah said, then turning around and coming to Hashem in tefillah and saying, and with that backdrop, with that mindset, I'm able to come to you. I'm able to daven. I'm able to now finally be able to turn to you and say, I really believe you can help me with these issues. I finally believe it. I'm asking you for all these areas of life, small, big, national destiny, personal troubles. I'm asking you for help, but I've now put myself in a mindset where I truly believe that this is the one who controls everything. This is the one who understands me, what I need, what the world needs. He's done it before in Mitzrayim, and He does it again. And these are our takeaways for tonight. Seeing Vayomer as that third parsha of Shema, and somehow the fulfillment of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is a reminder of Hashem's presence, His involvement, our ongoing relationship, just like Shema was. And Tzitzis perfectly encapsulates this idea of thinking about Hashem all day long. And again, Smichas Gula Tefillah shows that we're turning to Hashem with our needs because we recognize, just like our ancestors did in Mitzrayim, that only He can help us. That's the theme of V'yatzev. Mamish connecting past salvation to the current ones right now. And now that we've actually said all those things and we've primed ourselves, now we can daven. Now that we've davened, now we can actually daven. We've put ourselves in a position to daven with kavana, to daven with sincerity, to daven with true emunah, that we're talking to the one who's actually able to help us. Mirza Hashem, as we go forward, we'll discuss the details of Shmona Esrei now that we're here. But hopefully this backdrop, especially at this time of year, as we're discussing these parshios of Yetzias Mitzrayim, hopefully it's a lot for us to think about in terms of every morning and every evening, about the ideas of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement then, and His involvement in our lives every single day.